There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Again, yes, it's 7 past the top of the hour, and that means we get back to the facts, the opinion, the clarifications that are part of the discussion of the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, three of the four of us on the West Coast. Hooray for the weather. Yay!
Yay!
Not the big story, though. The big story is still what's going on with Charlie Hebdo and the ramifications of all of this. So I asked Pierre to give us a bit of insight, if Pierre is able to do that. The Parisian circumstance with these no-go zones, the neighborhoods where neither tourists nor police go, the places where the Muslims have intimidated the government into basically giving authority over to them. What does the average French or Parisian person, Pierre, think about perhaps changing that around so that the police and or the military, the French military, can go in and clean up these infested cities or parts of them? What's the story?
Yes, sir, Stephen, we are united as one country, Paris, France, we are all the one. We walk arm in arm with the leaders of the world, except for your president. He was not here.
I don't know if you heard that.
No, we need subtitles.
He was not here.
No, the president wasn't there.
No, he was not here.
Yes.
But we stand united in Paris, and we are going to march into these no-go zones, and we are going to kick them out.
Really going to kick some butt?
We are going to deliver.
Gonna grow a pair? The Frenchies are going to grow a pair. Is that what you're saying?
We have a pair. We just never used it.
Shake up all these groups. Let's get them out of there.
We.
All right. Thank you, Pierre.
Si, senor.
Yes.
But, si, senor.
Should we move to Spain?
It's a quick trip from Madrid, from Paris to Madrid.
It doesn't take much.
No, I know it doesn't. So my take on this, the read back, and I'm going to say this one more time, and then I'll sort of let it I'll let it stew in its own juice. Jennifer. Calm down, right, please?
I'm sorry you said stew in its own juice. That's
well,
gross.
I think that this is gross. We have the same situation in our country, and we're not doing anything about it. And we have, it seems to me, the same risk at hand as the French do, and other, in England, they have the same problem. I don't know that they do in Germany, but most of the areas of Europe that have seen an onslaught of free-moving Muslims coming into their cities, and why would we take note of any of them that are peace-loving, or, you know, why are they any different than any other religion? And they aren't, but when there are groups like this that separate out because they are so fanatical, it seems to me that you create this by sowing the seed of indifference, which is what the French have done, and we've done it. We have done the same thing in the major cities in our country. We have become indifferent to almost being afraid to go into these places where the drug lords are, where there are the antisocial groups that try to, I suppose, maybe the old mafia shakedowns. Those were not penetrated. And now some of these new groups are doing the same thing, shaking down small business owners, and the police do nothing. They're not there. There's no presence. So we have all this military hardware and the police that maybe we could use to clean up these areas, to get rid of these groups and bring peace to the valley again. I think that we need to, if we're going to have this military police presence, use it effectively to get rid of the radicals that are in our cities. Is that an idea that has merit? Apparently. What?
Here's
what,
the dilemma.
What's the dilemma?
Is that we are slowly but surely
moving to the point of like in Minority Report, the movie with Tom Cruise, where they arrest people because they know that they are going to commit the crime. We are really getting to that point where the precogs are going to tell you who the threat is, and the police are going to bust down their house and they're going to arrest them.
No, I think we can avoid that if we are sensible and just observe those who are actually involved in the crimes. I think that's what you have to do. Otherwise,
the PC stuff.
I mean, we're already doing it. I mean, I think we need to throw the PC side of stuff, and I'm not saying I'm against. If somebody is online and there is proof that they are chattering with a terrorist group in Syria, and they have booked a flight to Syria, and they have made comments, should we be arresting these people before they can actually go do anything?
Well, we
hacked
them.
They haven't done anything yet. They just talked about it. But should we be arresting these people? And this is where this fine line is.
After the fact, you go arrest the accomplices. Look what happened in the Boston bombing at the Boston Marathon. They arrested the people who had
all the stupid kids that helped them hide.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Go hide my backpack, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
All right, man.
So that's
I got what
you're talking about. Those aren't the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the hardcore, tough guys that everybody pretty much is afraid of. The big dudes that carry the big stick, or the little dudes that have the little wee-wees like Napoleon and Hitler, who have all the big guns behind them.
Yeah, but the Boston guys, they were little dudes. Nobody knew. They weren't on anybody's radar. I knew the one guy was.
Yeah, no, they knew who they were. Well, anyway, the point is that we ought to somehow or other have a national discussion about it. And maybe it starts here with these sorts of discussions, because it is time we stopped giving over territory to people because we're afraid of them. We are the United States of America. Why are we going to be afraid of some hoods, some cretins, some jerk who's trying to take over a portion of your neighborhood? Why do we give in to that? Thank you.
Well,
yeah, all day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's an answer to that, but I think you're right. And I think that's why it was important that the president or somebody of a high level went to that march in Paris to say, hey, we're not going to let this stuff happen anymore. We are going to stand up.
Well, I don't know whether the two are connected, but
I think so. It's a lot of
what it
looks like.
There's already people saying that the reason Obama didn't go
is
very specifically
because he doesn't care.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
That was
I said that
all
I think
over
on
social
Monday.
Media yesterday.
There are so many people who are offended by so much stuff. Do we then taking Richie's point to the furthest, to the nth degree, are we going to go after everybody that offends us? Jim Bohannon, who's one of my pals, said, we're offended by the Islamists. We're offended by the cartoons. We're offended by the news media. We're offended by everything. What this world needs, fortunately, there seem to be a few of them between jobs right now, is an offensive coordinator. He's got a great sense of humor. How many guys are out of work in football now?
Oh, quite a few.
There's always a lot of guys out of here.
But isn't the end of the season, aren't there a lot of players on the
top? Yeah, they're sitting on the sidelines for sure, yeah.
Right, yeah. That was the point. You didn't get my point? I even get my point.
Well, they're not out of work.
I'm not a football guy.
Yeah, they're not out of work.
Well, they're out of a job.
No, they have a job. It's just the season's over.
No, no. But aren't there these people that are managing
the coaches.
The football teams,
yeah.
The coaches?
No,
that
the roulette wheel has started.
Isn't there on most teams an offensive coordinator, somebody who a coach that deals with the offense and a coach that deals with the defense?
Yeah. Defensive coordinator.
Well, that's what I'm. Why do I have to explain myself? That's what I was saying. That's what Bohannon was saying. Don't you people get it? It's a big idea.
You people. What do you mean when you say you people?
You people.
Me.
You.
People.
I mean
me people.
You. You and Jennifer and Kenny gets it. But he doesn't.
You and Jennifer and Kenny gets it.
Kenny gets it.
I speak to a headline that says they had to evacuate the space station. Where exactly does one go when you have to evacuate a space station?
Right. Go next door to the Chinese satellite.
Well, you're not too far off. Apparently, the Americans had to go to the Russian side because of an ammonia leak.
Really?
Yeah.
They have ammonia up there. It's good. That's fertilizer, by the way. You know, get things to grow well with ammonia. You sure it's ammonia and not pneumonia?
That's got to be one crazy sentence that you hear over your headset. You have to evacuate the space station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where? What?
Where?
It's a long way
down.
Where
do you want me to go? I'll just go down to the Starbucks in the corner and hang out for a while.
Yeah. You imagine putting out, if you go back to gravity and the outfits they were wearing as they were bopping around in space. What happens if you just, you know,
just tether yourself to the outside of it and hang out until they fix it?
I mean, to take a page from a recent episode of Gotham, where the bad guys would be sent up.
Oh,
you're
watching Gotham, huh?
I watched.
No, that's
plane.
What I said. Yeah, it's a great show.
It's on the plane. So anyway, the bad guys are going up in the balloons, but the balloons run out of, you know, sooner or later you get up into the atmosphere where the air is so thin and cold, the balloons run out of gas and everybody falls back to the center, back to Earth. In the case of a lot of people don't understand, I heard people actually say, well, if there's a problem, can't they just float back to Earth? And they have their spacesuits on, are they going to have oxygen? Hello, there's a thing called the atmosphere.
Yeah, they would
when
burn
you fall
up
through the atmosphere, it becomes sizzled state.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you have heard me talking for quite a long time now about Heart Factors Plus and how Heart Factors Plus has the ingredient to boost your nitric oxide level, and that will improve your cardiovascular health. It's safe, it's natural, and it's important that you understand this. So listen up for a 60-second moment of your life while I tell you about Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. Number of people listening to this program send me notes. I've been listening to you for a while now. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus at your advice. I've never felt better. Well, that isn't where it stops. There are lots of people who have used Heart Factors Plus to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. There are people who have used this, if they have high blood pressure, to sort of bring it down. Because what happens is the nitric oxide opens up your arteries and veins so that it cleans them out, improves overall circulation. It's very, very good. Get your muscles, blood to your muscles, your brain, and your heart. Excuse me for coughing in your ear. Right now, get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus when you call 800-577-8560. Yes, results. This is a product that works, so you get your money back. 800-577-8560. Get on the bandwagon today. Get a free bottle of CoQ10 when you mention my name. Dial 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked of oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It is One Hit Wonder time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a good one.
It is a good one. It'll be easy for you. You know what it is. You qualify for our drawing, the wonderful trip for a family to the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. Who is this singer?
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. You need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
I can help.
The name of the song is I Can Help. Playing a song by an artist that, believe it or not, only had one hit. That I find hard to believe with this guy, but I know that we've done the research. We know that he's the sad reality for him is that he is a one-hit wonder performer, at least here in the United States. Tell us his name by dialing 888-302-3684. Action has started already, and what will happen is that you'll get a qualification for our Beaches Resort giveaway February the 6th. And I will tell you that right after that, we're going to have another contest for another vacation. We're going to keep them coming this year. We've got a number of these to give away. So, I want to go to the Beaches Resort. You know who this is? 888-302-DOUG. This fellow's born in Missouri. This song topped the charts during this week in 1974. So, if you know his name, 888-302-3684. As a child, he learned to play the piano, played the drums and the guitar, started writing songs about the same time. Early in his career, he moved to Memphis to write songs and work for Elvis at, Elvis was still alive there. He went to Graceland to work and learn. And from there, he moved to Nashville, where he wrote songs for Conway Twitty and Waylon Jennings and Mel Tillis and Joe White.
I had tons of songs charting the country chart. Right. This was the only one that got the number one on either the pop or the country chart.
Toured as a bassist with Kris Kristofferson, started recording some of his own material, including the rockabilly tune I Can Help, which you're listening to now. Crank it up, Richie!
So don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call.
Fun.
You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me
help. This song was recorded in just two takes. Overnight, became number one on the country and pop charts, as Richie suggested. There were a lot of disagreements with his record company. There were only three more singles released. The highest one got to number 28. From there, he went back to writing songs and playing bass with Kristofferson. He was on a couple of Eagles albums as well.
And the song has a big finish. I started over again, Richie.
This is also number one
on one
Canada Country. Got number two on Canada.
Yeah.
And Canada AC, number four. Germany, Australia, and the UK.
All right. If you got a problem, tell me what it is. I can give you ice and tell you where to put it. Oh, no, that's not.
Oh, Jen, he wrote a song called Rainbows and Butterflies.
Aww.
If you got a problem,
don't care what it is.
Uh-huh.
You need a hand, I'm going to show you what it is.
John's in Florida. Welcome to Good Day, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. So, who are we listening? What is the pleasure?
Eddie Rabbit.
Eddie Rabbit.
Wow, what a great guest that is.
You're
good. Look at that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not the right guest, but it's a good one. Yeah, Eddie Rabbit. I know I always get Eddie Money and Eddie Rabbit confused. One of them's dead. One of them's
Eddie
alive.
Eddie Rabbit's dead. Eddie Money's alive.
Which
and
one was
Eddie
the
Rabbit was the windshield wiper slapping on the windshield.
But one of them was a police officer.
Eddie Money was a police officer.
And he was dead.
New York.
He's still dead.
He's alive.
Oh, he's alive.
He is alive.
Eddie Rabbit's dead.
Eddie Rabbit is dead.
All right. Right. Sorry about that, John. Nice to have you on board, though. Here's Michael in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Billy Swan.
It's Billy Swan. You were correct, Hondo.
It's
Billy Swan. All right, so what do you remember about him other than this song, Michael?
I'm a truck driver. I used to drive over the road.
Yeah.
And there was a girl down in Greenville, South Carolina that I wanted to be a dad to her child.
Really?
That's how I remember it, yeah.
That's cool.
Did you like her much?
Hold on. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, catnip is a little plant that packs a big punch. When exposed to catnip, some cats have wildly hallucinatory experiences, complete with rolling around, bursts of running, and at times even aggressive behavior. Some other cats have milder reactions, and some cats have no reaction at all. Why should catnip have such wildly differing effects? The most recent theory is that it's a genetic. Some cats have a catnip gene, and some cats simply don't. Those possessing the gene react to catnip in varying degrees. Now, controversy rages on whether or not cats who react to catnip should be exposed to what appears to be the equivalent of a mild drug. If you're facing a dilemma with your cat, the consensus seems to be that a little catnip every now and then is probably all right. In moderation. My suggestion, though, better than anything, is to grow organic catnip for your cat. It's safer, it's fresh, and it'll keep your cat from chewing the plants that you really want to hang out around. Catnip doesn't always have the same reaction, but some cats love it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and number 330.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Rich. She's Jennifer. He's Kenny. And now it's time for another episode of The Bartender and Boehner. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
The drama. Sweeping the nation.
What is this stupid stuff? What is
this?
This might kill him?
The greatest story we've read all week or all month.
Yeah?
Yeah. Apparently there's a bartender who has said he was going to either poison John Boehner's wine that he poured for him.
This guy must be a genius.
Yeah. Or that he was going to, he envisioned himself shooting him in front of a sports stadium at Cincinnati because he wanted lots of people to be present.
Perfect.
He called the police on October 29th, the week after being fired from the Westchester Country Club or Wetherington Country Club in Westchester. He's known as Bartender Mike, and he told the police he blamed Boehner for his problems. And when officers came to his house, they say the plot thickened. He told the officer he was Jesus Christ and was going to kill Boehner because Boehner was mean to him at the country club.
Brilliant.
And because Boehner was responsible for the Ebola outbreak. That's when he advised Special Agent Christopher Desrall from the United States Capitol Police that he also had a loaded 380 Beretta and he was going to shoot Boehner and then take off.
I think this needs to be in some place where someone can take care of his mental problems.
That's exactly where he's at right now, being checked out and then off to the pokey to see what they do with him next.
Right.
The Pokemo.
They hopefully treat him and release him.
Apparently he was treated for psychotic episodes a couple of years ago.
I'm shocked to hear that.
How do you get a job
as a bartender?
Bartending for the third most powerful guy in the country. Well, when he's gone through psychotic episodes.
What do you mean? Was he? What, I don't understand.
He worked,
well,
at
a, worked for Boehner?
He worked at a country club that apparently Boehner frequented.
Wow.
So you would think that the people that hire somebody that serves him drinks may have a little bit more to check him out.
Yeah. 888-303-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Comments on the realities of your thoughts regarding issues of the day.
Did you see the story last week that the New York Post and the New York Times, one of the reporters did a story on Boehner's skin tone, and they decided to go out and get a Sherwin-Williams color chart to figure out what color his skin tone was?
He uses a touch-up.
They ended up on husky orange.
Husky orange.
Or spicy hue. It was the closest match.
Yes, spicy hue. Right.
Yeah. Or husky orange.
Isn't that awesome?
All right, let's move to...
I ended up being fat guy, Irish potato white.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I know.
Story from Colorado, where relatives of a woman there say they were forced to move her funeral 15 minutes before the start of the service because protesters were objecting to a video which showed highlights of her openly lesbian life. Vanessa Collier died in December at the age of 33, survived by her wife, Christina. They have two children, ages 12 and 7, according to the obit. Hundreds of her closest friends and family packed into the New Hope Ministries in Lakewood, Colorado, to celebrate her life. Just before the start of the service, relatives say they were shocked to hear the funeral would not be allowed. The pastor of the church, Reverend Ray Chavez, informed the family the services would not be able to go on because of the inappropriate video that Collier's family wanted displayed as they were viewing her casket. The video contained photos of Ms. Collier kissing her wife. Another photo captured Collier leaning down on one knee proposing to her wife. Family members were told that they would be able to proceed with the funeral as long as they didn't show the video. What do you think? Time for a change in attitude? It's a private facility. It wouldn't be something I'd choose, but they have a right to say no. Do they not? It's as disgusting as it is, to distasteful as it is to most of us. They have, the family said they wouldn't edit the video. So they moved the funeral to a funeral home across the street from the church.
So it all worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But the hubbub is...
That guy lost out on his profit.
The funeral, the church did, you mean?
The church did. I mean, well, the church, what do they usually get paid? Just a little pittance.
$500.
Compared to a funeral home, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I think there's a hubbub here. There are a lot of times that people want to create things out of nothing. I'm not saying this is nothing because I think that it's an important demonstration.
You're in a church. They have certain beliefs.
Well, but I think that it is a private. This is not a public institution. This isn't the government. This is a group of people who are together, whether you believe in their religious ideals or not. They must have belonged to this church. Why would they have the... That's what I'm kind of wondering. That's the only thing that I wonder about.
Yeah, why the problem, right?
Why was there a problem?
Why, it's not why like would they have gone to that church?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They went to the church. These people went to this church, this couple, but they didn't outwardly demonstrate their affection for one another. And so I think there were some people even in the church didn't know that they were gay. I don't know how you missed that by looking at the two of them. I'm looking at a picture of them, and I'm not saying that to be prejudicial. I'm just telling you.
Well, they obviously didn't hide
how
it.
How can they not know?
Yeah. Well, never mind. How do they not know? Because, I mean, come on. You have friends who are lesbians, and it's not any different.
Some of my best friends are lesbians. I mean,
oh, all right. So that's
really?
Not,
how could they trick you with that belt buckle? Holy smoke.
Okay, moving on.
Playing softball and hanging out with their dog.
It is kind of a double standard, though, that they could be members of this church.
Yeah.
But and that's fine. We'll be glad to take your donations every week. But
right,
you can't.
Hope you want something.
Yeah. Right. All right, but that's hypocritical.
Were they members?
I think that they were members. That's what I get out of this. All right, next stop, Washington, D.C., Richie.
Yeah, come on.
Coming soon from your friends at the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
The warning last year now comes to reality, you will, in fact, have slower tax refunds. You will, in fact, have fewer identity theft protections. And you will, in fact, have worse customer service. What you've come to know and love from any and all government agencies, exacerbated by the Internal Revenue Service extracting money from you, and now you can't get it back. That's the word from IRS Commissioner John, is it Koskinen?
Koskinen,
whatever it is.
Koskinen, I guess.
Right.
I did hear, though, that the IRS is going to be doing less audits this year, if you want a little bit of good news.
Yes.
Since
this
is a good day show, we want a little good news.
Good news, 46,000 fewer audits this year. And 1,800 fewer officers at the IRS because the budget has been cut. The lowest inflation-adjusted budget in two decades. We have no choice but to do less with less.
Really?
You know,
slower.
One of the radio stations here in
Washington. Wait, hold on a second, Richie. Wait a second.
Yeah.
The IRS commissioner also wrote that the IRS would be less helpful. Really?
They already are.
Perfect.
No
excuse
kidding.
Me. Yeah, we anticipate an even lower level of telephone service than before.
Well, here's the threat, right? Here it comes.
Right.
We are going to lose $2 billion in lost tax revenue.
Yeah, all right.
So one of the radio stations here in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, where all of these federal employees listen to, is called WFED.
And
it's right. And it's basically geared its radio programming just for federal employees. So they can talk about the things, the how to manage their departments and what's going on across town and what's going on at the higher ups in their department or even the lower downs in their departments and how all the employees, the federal employees, are affected. They have been whining for a month about this. On that thing, and you listen to it, and it's just like, well, you know, for every IRS employee, they bring in this amount of money, and every time you fire an IRS employee, that's that amount of money that you're going to, like, 38 times or 3,800 times or 380 times their salary is what they bring in. So every time you fire one of them, that's that amount of money that the IRS will not be able to bring in. I say, good.
Yeah.
So now.
Stop
you
wasting
would be forced to go ahead
our money
and cut your budget.
Yeah, right. I mean, look at all the things, the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
But that's the philosophy, is it's endless revenue. We just need more money? Cool.
More money.
Okay, good. Go get it.
Yeah,
There's plenty of people out there to pay taxes.
All right, we have a big television report in a moment. Jennifer has news from ear to ear. It's all massive information. Wow.
The biggest TV report.
Big
ever.
Big report. Ladies, New Year's resolution time. Get rid of the bags under your eyes and look better and younger than you have looked in years. This is a resolution you can keep because it's easy with Genucel. G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Genucel. Happening every day in every town across this country, thanks to Genucel. It's the new plant stem cell therapy that works to get rid of the water. That's what's under your eyes. The bags, the puffiness is water collecting there. Here's a lady who started using Genucel after her sister gave her some to try. Bags under my eyes gone. And I mean gone, she says. I love my new look, and I recommend it to everybody I talk to who asks me what happened to my eyes. So it works for men and women. It's called Genucel. It'll go to work in the first 12 hours. It's guaranteed or your money back. So if you want to start off the new year with a younger, more beautiful face, call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262 right now. The folks that make Genucel will double the supply if you mention my name with your order. Comes, you get, instead of 3 months, you get a 6 month supply. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, all that stuff, the lines around your eyes. Gonzo! 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 800-543-9262.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished. Solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License 1250 states and number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Okay, so, bam! We're all talking about Gotham, which is the TV series now on Fox, supposed to be pre-Batman. This is the anniversary of the first Batman television show on this date, 1966. Adam West, Burt Ward, Pow, Zork, Crunch. Holy hotcakes, Batman!
Holy hotcakes!
Great show.
Happy. Also, this is the anniversary of the first All in the Family on CBS, this date, 1971.
Imagine if they combined those two shows, All in the Family and Batman. Oh, jeez. Look what we got here.
Yeah.
Oh, holy meathead.
Holy cow. Ann Curry in the news, Jen.
Yeah, Ann Curry making a big announcement and actually negotiating herself a deal. Really? She was pushed from the Today Show back in 2012 just because she couldn't work things out with Matt Lauer and the show's producers. Well, now she's leaving NBC a little early, actually, to start her own production company.
That's going to CNN. Isn't that a big rumor around last year?
That was a rumor that she would go somewhere, but as part of the deal, she's going to get content together for TV networks that compete with other networks owned by NBC, as well as digital outlets that are distributed online or via broadband. Hint, I think maybe Yahoo. You had Katie Couric go there. Maybe she'll be next. And then NBC will provide seed funding for that venture. So they'll give her a little bit of cash. She'll give them a little bit of content. I think it's a good deal for her because she needed to do something. She needed to get out of there. Yahoo made an announcement this week, Dougie. Really? They're going to premiere season 6 of Community. Now, Community used to be on NBC. Oh. They canceled it last June. Yeah. And about a month later, Yahoo said, hey, we want it. This franchise isn't dead yet. So the original cast is back. Joel McHale, Alison Brie, Jillian Jacobs. So they're coming back March 17th.
Their average viewership was 8 or 9 million people. The Mentalist that it was on CBS had 11 to 12 million people average episode. Why hasn't somebody picked that up yet?
Well, I think because The Mentalist is more expensive to make, number one, and it's been on the air longer, number two, and it didn't have the cult following that Community did, number three. Community had a huge online cult following that, and it was probably cheaper to produce.
Mm. All right. Woody Derek Allen in the news.
Okay, Woody Allen, sure. Well, we're talking about internet stuff.
Well, you can do Derek Huff, too, if you want.
We'll do both. Amazon has made a deal with Woody Allen. He has won 4 Oscars for his films. He's going to write and direct now a half-hour series, like a TV series, that'll premiere exclusively online Amazon Prime's instant streaming service. So that's a big deal to have these huge talents making deals online. It shows you that that is the future. No word on when that series premieres or even what it's about, but the fact that they have Woody Allen in their back pocket is pretty cool. Derek Huff made the announcement that he won't be appearing on Dancing with the Stars next season. This is according to TVGuide.com.
Oh,
he's taking a break to play the lead in Radio City Music Hall's New York Spring Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Spectacular. Spectacular.
Parks and Rec, McCain's going to be, John McCain's going to be
John
on.
McCain's going back, yep, for a little cameo on the final season.
One after the hour.
Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Warren Eckstein, who appear on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Mitch and Kenny and Jennifer and me. We have all kinds of rescue stories today, things that will make you smile. Our video of the day, as a matter of fact, is a smiler. We'll check it out with Warren in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
All right, so Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend on hundreds of radio stations all around the country. He has great connections with his listeners because he's connected well to animals. There are a couple of things, videos of the day, last couple of days, Warren, at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday, the video of the day. No, it's today's video. Brandy the surfing pug. If you follow along here, there's no audio, but it's something you got to see. It's classic stuff.
Pug, I got to go see that.
After a recent snowfall here in Southern California, this dog went snowboarding for the first time. Brandy the surfing pug. You can check that out. Yesterday's video, it features a chihuahua dressed in a Superman outfit walking toward the camera on a treadmill, and the result is kind of cool. All these things. People just love, love, love. We have all these things. I have all kinds of...
But speaking of that, Doug.
Oh, I know what it was, Kenny. I asked Kenny if he got an email with a video from Meredith. We were in the... we have a physical trainer who works on Charlotte, and there's a water tub. Charlotte goes in on a treadmill in this water tank. So Meredith was there with her camera. She was taking pictures of it, and I thought I sent it along, or I asked her to send it to you, Kenny. I don't think that it got through, but it's just the cutest, coolest thing to see Charlotte walking on the treadmill, looking around, and she's up to her neck in water.
It's amazing what hydrotherapy does. It really is terrific. Amazing. Hey, speaking about dress-up, did you know that today, January 14th, is National Dress Up Your Dog Day?
No!
And I am horrified because my dog's running around the house butt naked. But
no!
He is.
Really?
He is.
What are you going to do about that?
Isn't that cruel to the dogs? Most dogs don't want to wear clothes.
It depends on the dog. Some dogs really love the special attention they're getting, putting on their little clothes, and other dogs absolutely despise it. So I think it really depends on the individual dog. My dogs do run around butt naked, though.
My friend who lives in Denver, she's got these little snow boots that she puts on her dog when she goes out because she gets a little peek-a-poo type thing.
Ah, but see, that's not a bad idea. Keeps the ice from freezing between the paws.
Exactly.
It keeps the chemicals off the feet.
Richie, that's bad English. My friend, she is not good English. It's my friend.
Shut up.
Get to the next
Here's
part.
Good English. Shut up.
No, that's not good English. All right, story at DougStephan.com today about a Chicago animal rescue group said it's taken custody of an 85-pound beagle called Kale Chips because that's pretty much what the future looks like for this dog.
85-pound beagle. What do they feed him? Bricks?
Look at the picture at DougStephan.com. It's unbelievable.
Right,
awful. The poor thing. It looks like there's something wrong with it. The beagle, thought to be 7 or 8 years old, was surrendered this week at Chicago Animal Control. Oh, members of the rescue team had to use a wagon to wheel the beagle out of the shelter to his new home at the rescue center. But you look at that.
Oh, my God. That poor thing is
look
so
at that.
Fat.
Hopefully they'll get the weight off him and they'll come around. Yeah, people don't realize that abuse comes in many ways. Sometimes people, they feel guilty, so they stuff food in the dog's mouth.
So what do you do just have to not feed the dog so
smaller,
much?
Smaller amounts of food frequently throughout the day. Cut up some carrots. Convince your dog that carrots are made out of liver, and they'll lose the weight in no time at all.
Really?
Walk them.
And a little
like liver spray.
Warren Eckstein, check out WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.